From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The International Monetary Fund's chief economist, Maurice Obstfeld, says global economic growth has been too slow for too long. He said this disappointing growth rate could worsen.
The New World Economic Outlook anticipates a slight acceleration in growth in 2016 relative to 2015 to 3.2% rate of growth, followed by a further acceleration to 3.5% in 2017.
Economic and financial officials from around the world plan to gather in Washington this week for meetings of the World Bank, the IMF, and the G20. The Italian Coast Guard said Tuesday it has rescued more than 2,000 migrants in dangerous seas off the coast of Libya over the last 2 days. About 25 operations were needed to rescue them from overcrowded boats. Italian authorities say there were no casualties. Meanwhile, Austria says it's planning to bring back tighter controls on its border with Italy, fearing a new influx of migrants. A suicide bomber killed at least 4 people in Yemen's southern port city of Aden. The attacker detonated his explosives among a group of army recruits. The attack came despite a ceasefire between pro-government forces and Houthi rebels. Officials from NATO and Russia are scheduling their first formal meeting in almost 2 years. That meeting will be held April 20th at NATO headquarters in Brussels. 2 Turkish soldiers were killed and at least 50 other people injured when a car bomb exploded at a military base in Turkey's Kurdish southeast. The attack late Monday targeted a military outpost in the Hani district. Turkish authorities are blaming the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. This is VOA News. At least 8 people have been killed in new U.S. airstrikes targeting al-Shabaab militants in southern Somalia. A Pentagon spokesman says unmanned drones were used in attacks that took place Monday and Tuesday. The Pentagon spokesman described the airstrikes as self-defense, saying the targets of the attack were posing an imminent threat to U.S. personnel.
Na verdade, trata-se da maior fraude.
Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff Tuesday branded Vice President Michel Temer a traitor. She said Temer is a conspirator trying to engineer a coup against her through impeachment proceedings. The Brazilian leader, speaking to teachers and students at the presidential palace in Brasilia, said Temer and lower house speaker Eduardo Cunha are working to gather support for her impeachment in Brazil's lower house. A vote there could occur by the end of this week. Secretary of State John Kerry Tuesday touted the benefits of 2 trade agreements, the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the proposed Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. He spoke to a Los Angeles international policy group about the PACs, which have faced skepticism from some members of Congress, trade groups, and presidential candidates.
And when we deepen our commercial connections through TPP, we will rewrite the rules of the road governing the global economy in accordance with our values and the crucial standards of transparency, accountability, and rule of law.
John Kerry. House Speaker Paul Ryan says he is ruling himself out as a Republican presidential candidate. Ryan held a news conference Tuesday afternoon in Washington following weeks of speculation that he was plotting to emerge as the Republican presidential nominee at the party's convention later this year. He said again he has no plans to run for president and would refuse the nomination if it was offered to him.
So let me speak directly to the delegates on this. If no candidate has a majority on the first ballot, I believe that you should only choose from a person who has actually participated in the primary. Count me out.
Speaker Paul Ryan. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump said Monday party officials have a crooked system to keep him from winning the first ballot victory on the party's July convention in Cleveland, Ohio. Trump told a rally in New York that the system is rigged against him. Trump's ire was raised by a party meeting in Colorado, where his chief rival, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, collected all 34 of the state's national convention delegates. Noted astrophysicist Stephen Hawking and technology entrepreneurs Mark Zuckerberg and Yuri Milner are teaming up to hunt for life in outer space. They announced they will send a swarm of tiny spacecraft to Alpha Centauri. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.